Welcome to the Prayers of Rest podcast. I'm your host, Ashirita Juju, and I'll be leading you in prayer using a simple guided format to help you slow down and hear God's voice. As we begin, find a quiet place where you won't be interrupted and take a deep breath as we become aware of God's loving presence around us and within us. Today's reading comes from Matthew 6, verse 13. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Let's begin by reciting God's goodness, praising Him for who He is, as revealed in this short passage. Oh God, thank you that because of Jesus, we don't have to face anything alone. You, God, are always with us, and even more than that, you are the conquering one. You are the Almighty who has all the power, and in one instant, you can vanquish and defeat the enemy. And even though sometimes it's confusing why there's still evil in the world, why there is still hardship and trials and sin and sickness, God, we know that you are doing good work in the world. You are waiting to welcome more people into your family. God, you are still in control. And so even in these tricky moments, even when we feel tempted or drawn in by sin and temptation, God, thank you that you are the one who generously provides everything that we need right when we need it. You give us the way of escape. You give us your own spirit within us, the victorious conquering one who empowers us to also conquer temptation and trials and sin. So in these next few moments, praise God for being the one who is always with you and who indwells you with his own spirit, the powerful, conquering King Jesus. Let's continue by expressing our neediness, confessing our need for God and for His forgiveness, as revealed in today's passage. Oh God, we confess that we don't always get this right. We need your help. We need your power. We need to be reminded that just as Jesus responded to temptations with the sword of the Spirit, so help us to be quick to fight off the enemy with your word. Help us to resist the devil with the truth of Scripture. You tell us that if we resist him, he will flee from us. You call us to stand our ground as we put on the armor of God. And so in these next few moments, express your need to God, whether that's forgiveness for failing in temptation or strength to face a trial or temptation. Whatever it is that he brings to mind, ask for his help right now. Now we move into a time of seeking his stillness. And I invite you to reflect on the temptations that you faced, even just in the last 24 hours. What were those weak spots that you felt like you were coming up against? And as you look back, can you recognize how was God present with you through his Spirit in those moments? Be still before God. finally, let's trust God's faithfulness. And I invite you to declare your confidence in God's faithfulness, that he will do what he said he will do, because he is exactly who he said he is. Heavenly Father, you truly are so faithful to always provide a way of escape. And so we ask that you would give us eyes to see your deliverance, make our feet quick to run in the path of your commands. You have always, always rescued those who cry out to you. And so would you make us quick to call out to you for deliverance, make us quick to turn our gaze toward you when we are tempted to sin. So in these next few moments, as you picture that place of temptation in your own life, say, God, I trust you. The next time that temptation comes up, help me to trust you and to run to you. As you listen to today's passage again, what word or phrase stands out to you? This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, power and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Prayers of Rest podcast, which is a production of Delighting in Jesus Ministries. This season of Praying Like Jesus is based on a collection of prayers starting on page 34 of my book, Prayers of Rest. Daily prompts to slow down and hear God's voice. If you don't yet have a copy, you can buy one at your favorite bookstore, or you can get a signed copy online at prayersofrest.com. And if you've been blessed by this week's podcast, would you please tell someone about it? You can text a link to this episode on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or just share a screenshot on Instagram or Facebook, whatever is easiest for you. And as we wrap up, I want to say a big thank you to our monthly prayer partners. It's their generous financial support that makes this podcast possible. Thanks also to Angelicans Media for editing this episode and Kendra Stanton for producing this podcast. And thank you, listener. Yes, you. Thank you for sharing this podcast with your friends, and thank you for making time to join me here week after week for Prayers of Rest. Until we meet again, may you find rest in God's loving presence.